2 weeks after the Haines superintendent's resignation, the school board provides an explanation. And we take a look at the Skagway and Haines offices up for election this October. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The Haines School Board decided to end Superintendent Tony Habra's contract because it was not satisfied with his work performance. The board president released a statement explaining the decision about 2 weeks after Habra's departure. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
In June, the school board began its formal annual evaluation process of the superintendent.
That's Board President Anne-Marie Palmieri reading from a statement the group released about Habra's resignation. The statement follows calls from residents who asked for more transparency from the board.
This was a multi-layered process with input opportunities from Mr. Habra, staff, students, and community members, as well as individual school board members. At that point, the school board consensus was that Mr. Habra's work performance did not sufficiently meet the depth or breadth of the district's need for strong leadership.
The board met behind closed doors 4 times to discuss Habra's first yearly evaluation and contract. Again, Palmieri.
The school board then considered several options about how to proceed. After long and thoughtful discussion, the school board determined that it was in the best interest of the district and community to negotiate the dissolution of his contract.
Habra is receiving a $66,000 settlement from the district because his contract is ending early.
Mr. Habra agreed to resign in exchange for the settlement funding provided for in the contract. No formal evaluation was completed.
Habra declined to comment for this story. The board statement also details the professional development opportunities he was provided over the course of the year. They include an onboarding meeting facilitated by the Association of Alaska School Boards, a couple evaluation and feedback sessions with the board, and a mentorship program through the Alaska Council of School Administrators.
This decision was difficult. We appreciate the work that Mr. Habra performed over the last year.
At a recent meeting, the board voted to hire Rich Carlson as interim superintendent. He retired a few years ago after a dozen years as superintendent in Klawak. Carlson was previously interim superintendent in Haines during the 2015-16 school year.
We look forward to working with interim superintendent Rich Carlson over the next year on budget and strategic plan issues to position the district in a positive place to transition to a permanent superintendent.
The board expects Carlson to be back in Haines in August. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
Skagway leaders are in negotiations with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad for the future of the town's waterfront. This week, port consultants will present 3 reports that could shed light on questions like how much the waterfront property is worth and how Skagway's port management compares to other towns. Moffitt and Nickel contracted with Skagway to develop a short-term port recommendation. The consultants endorsed an about $15 million floating addition on the ore dock. They said it was the most realistic way to accommodate larger cruise ships by 2019. The municipality wanted some broader information as well. The assembly paid Moffitt and Nickel to conduct an economic analysis, port governance study, and environmental compliance report. Moffitt and Nickel is holding 2 community meetings Wednesday to discuss the 3 studies with residents. The first is from 3 to 5 p.m. and the second is from 6 to 8 p.m. at City Hall. The port consultants will also present their findings to the assembly at a meeting Thursday night. Haines and Skagway voters will elect a mayor and multiple assembly and school board members this fall. Residents interested in running for office can file their declarations of candidacy in a couple weeks. There are a lot of positions up for grabs in the October 3rd municipal elections. Both Skagway Mayor Mark Schaefer and Haines Mayor Jan Hill's terms expire this year. Both can run for re-election, and Hill already said she plans on it. Haines mayors serve for 3 years at a time. Hill is finishing her third mayoral stint, although they have not been consecutive. Skagway's mayoral term is 2 years. Schaefer ran successfully for re-election in 2015. He is finishing up his second term as mayor. Before that, he was on the assembly. All six Haines Assembly seats could be up for election. There are 3 seats due to open in October, and the other 3 are targeted in a special recall election. Haines voters will decide whether to recall Tresham Gregg, Tom Morfitt, and Heather Lendy on August 15th. The other 3 seats are currently held by Ron Jackson, who does not plan to run for re-election, Stephanie Scott, and Sean Mady. Scott and Mady were recently appointed to the Assembly following the resignations of Mike Case and Margaret Friednauer. Friednauer only had 1 year left in her term. That means 2 of the open Assembly seats carry 3-year terms, and 1 has just a single-year term. It's a bit of a complicated situation for the Haines School Board. Member Mike Wilson resigned with 1 year left in his tenure. Jeannie Kitayama was appointed to that seat. Sarah Chapel was elected to a 2-year seat in 2015, so her term is up, and Anne-Marie Palmieri and Brian Clay's seats expire this year. So there will be 1 1-year seat and 3 3-year seats on the ballot. That means, minimum, Haines will be voting for a mayor, 3 assembly members, and 4 school board members. The picture is a bit less complicated in Skagway. In addition to the mayoral position, there are 2 3-year assembly seats and 2 3-year school board seats set to open. Spencer Morgan was appointed to Dan Henry's assembly seat and Monica Carlson to Angela Greaser's. Both of those positions will be up for grabs. Skagway school board members Kara Cosgrove and Mary Tidlow's terms expire this fall. The Skagway election filing period opens July 31st and ends August 14th. In Haines, the filing period runs from August 1st to August 20th. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. We also post news and announcements on our KHNS Facebook page, so make sure you follow us there. We're always open to your comments and story ideas. You can drop us a line at news@khns.org or reporter@khns.org.